From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Labor Department says the number of people filing new claims for unemployment insurance dropped more than expected last week to a nine-month low, but claims were still at 521,000 for the week. Analysts see some hope in retail sales figures for September. Major chain stores are reporting sales down, but not as much as in September of last year, and not as much as most economists had expected. A German author is the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature. Herta Mueller grew up in Romania, and her work is sharply critical of dictatorships and totalitarianism. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
Today's announcement in Stockholm was greeted like this. Speculation was rampant that this year's Nobel Literature Laureate would not be European. More than half since 2000 have been of European descent. The Swedish Academy said Mueller, quote, with the concentration of poetry and the frankness of prose, depicts the landscape of the dispossessed. The Academy's permanent secretary spoke with reporters after the announcement.
So she has really a story to tell about growing up in a dictatorship, but also growing up as a minority in another country. She's a phenomenal writer.
The 56-year-old Mueller is the 12th woman to win the Literature Nobel. She'll collect the award and a $1.4 million prize in December in Stockholm. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for today's suicide car bomb blast in the Afghan capital, Kabul. At least 17 people died and at least 80 are injured. A statement posted on the Afghan Taliban's website says the target was the Indian embassy. The BBC's Martin Patience is in Kabul and explains why the Taliban would want to strike at Indian interests.
Generally speaking here, the Taliban are allied with elements of the Pakistani government. India believes it's in its interest to build up a strong Afghan government, though many elements of the Taliban and Pakistan are deeply suspicious about India's motives in Afghanistan, and they would like them to leave. So that is perhaps one of the motives as to why the Indian embassy was targeted today.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul. President Obama has held 3 of 5 scheduled top-level meetings to discuss Afghanistan policy and strategy. Another is set for tomorrow. A meeting yesterday lasted more than 3 hours. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says a response to a request for more troops in Afghanistan has not been determined yet.
We're going to go through this process of evaluating the goals and the strategy, and at a point after that, we'll get to discussing resources.
The White House says final decisions on U.S. strategy in Afghanistan are still weeks away. From Washington, this is NPR News. 1 week after a pair of earthquakes left thousands of Indonesians homeless on Sumatra Island, aid is making its way to the hardest hit areas. From western Sumatra, Dwali Zaikautau reports.
In Padang Pariaman district, where entire villages were covered by landslides, Mike Penrose of Save the Children describes his group's distribution of aid.
At the moment, overall, we're concentrating these areas that are badly affected. In earthquakes, there's always the knock-on effect, be it somebody's lost their house, but then the wider community often take in those people. So that is a strain on their resources, a strain on their food security. So when food is in, it's difficult to come by. If you're feeding twice as many mouths, the knock-on effect is also not just on the person that lost their house, but the whole wider community. The planning figures we're working on in the whole of this district here, in the northern areas, is roughly around 1 million people directly affected, and we think at least 70% of them have been severely affected by this.
Government officials say the death toll could reach as high as 3,000. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Zaikautau in Padang, western Sumatra.
Airline delays are twice as common now as they were in 1990 and will get worse as the economy rebounds. Those are the conclusions of researchers writing in a Brookings Institution report that's out today. They cite what they call an ill-equipped air traffic control system and large numbers of short trips between big cities. And they suggest increasing high-speed intercity rail service to ease the stress on the air transport system. Stock prices have been up around the world today, and oil prices have also been rising today in overseas trading. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.